WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it over my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Oh my, it is a certain day. It is CB Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, and cbradiolive.com. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use code ROCKSUCK in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all the Star Wars stuff that's in there. And there's a ton because of hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer. That's the intern.
May the force be with us all.
And the X-Core soldier himself, Subway.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we went from one special holiday being celebrated on this show to another special holiday being celebrated on this show. That's all, Rock.
Anyway, tonight on the show, it's Star Wars Day. So for that, as it's now up on the screen, we're doing Star Wars pickup lines, Brent.
Okay. All right.
So
I need a Rock. You know my conditions for these. I don't need a rim shot, but I need a sounder.
What are we going to use for a sounder, though?
Oh, wait. I have an idea.
Okay, if you find something, we'll use it. Anyway.
Does it have to be like an MP3 I can send you? Or
yeah,
MP3
is best.
Okay.
If you, whatever you send me, I can fix it.
Okay. Do what you need to. I'll be a minute.
Okay. So, there's that. So we're doing that tonight. Then we're going to have the intern's corner here in just a moment. But yeah, it's Star Wars Day, everyone's favorite made-up holiday.
Yay.
Because
it's not made up. It's a real holiday.
It's not a real holiday.
Yes, it is.
It's not a real holiday.
I didn't work today.
But anyway, Ann Myers, 74, has been scammed out of money and also owed her sister $5,000 and a friend $65,000 after the two women supplied her with loans, according to police. In need of cash, she decided to rob a bank at gunpoint, police, she said. But a manhunt for the individual who robbed an Ohio bank at gunpoint earlier this week ended with an arrest of a surprising suspect. Ann Myers, 74, allegedly told investigators with the Fairfield Township Police Department that she was the person who walked into the Financial Union Credit Bank and the man had told her to turn over some bank's cash while brandishing a gun, according to the police report. Body cam footage taken at the time of her arrest shows that it only took Myers a few seconds to allegedly confess, as she immediately tells the officers, "I did whatever you're here for." The officers then asked Myers to be more specific, and at which time the footage of her saying, "the robbery." Police have now charged her with one count of aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon and one count of tampering with evidence. The second charge stems from Myers' decision to toss her clothing out the car window while making her way home after the robbery. She could face 15 years in prison. In the end, she walked away with a total of $500 from the bank heist, and she has a $100,000. She has a $100,000 bail.
That's it.
So, yeah.
Not too bright.
Not too bright. Mm-hmm. Not too bright at all. So, yeah. Anyway, with that weird story out of the way, Brent, you good?
Just 30 seconds.
Sorry, 30 seconds away, because we're good. While you do that, that's plenty of time for the intro.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, what's in the corner tonight?
Did you see what I sent you?
I'm looking at it now. Okay, I'll download one of them. Fine, we'll use that.
Do the sound effect, not the swing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I got.
All right, so we're going to do our Intern's Corner. So we have our This Week in Wrestling History. We have some celebrity birthdays. And then we changed up a little. I changed up a little bit. We're not going to do a specific movie of the week, but we're kind of covering general trivia for the special day. So first up, This Week in Wrestling History. On April 28th and 29th in 1995, there was the infamous Collision in Korea event that took place in Pyongyang, North Korea. For the longest time, it was the largest attended wrestling event because it had over, I believe, 150,000 people is what was reported. But then again, sometimes those numbers could be dubious. But it was the WCW / I believe it was All Japan Pro Wrestling event that took place in North Korea. And there's a special episode of Dark Side of the Ring specifically on this event. And yeah, there were some weird shit that happened there.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I just watched that not long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a reason why they don't go to Korea. April 29th, 2001, the two-man power trip wins all of the gold in WWF when Steve Austin and Triple H defeated the Brothers of Destruction for the WWF Tag Team titles. Also April 29th, but 6 years later, Mr. McMahon, complete with do-rag, becomes the ECW champion after beating Bobby Lashley in a 3-on-1 handicap match. Boy, did that segment age well.
Mm-hmm. Like fine wine.
Yeah. May 1st, 2000.
To do with Vince is just cringy now.
Mm-hmm. What was that? You cut out for like half of it.
Anything Vince that has to do with Vince is just cringy now.
It was cringy then, too.
Yeah, it was cringy then.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it was, but for different reasons. Like, we were like, oh my God, like, I can't believe we're doing this. But yeah, I agree.
May 1st, 2000. The five-second pose was born for the benefit of those with flash photography by Christian Cage and Adam Edge Copeland. And one of them is now challenging for a world championship elsewhere. Go figure. And someone else is holding a mid-level belt.
Yeah.
6 years later on May 1st. Hey, Rock, what was earlier today?
Backlash.
So on May 1st, 2006.
Joey Styles couldn't call that show.
Joey Styles quit commentary on Monday Night Raw because he couldn't call Backlash?
Backlash.
I saw that one. I'm like, I have to make sure to include that.
Fun fact, you did it last year too, I think.
Yeah, I know, it's still fun, but it was also the fact that Backlash was today, so therefore, really make sure. And then May 4th, 1994, Rick Rude wrestled his last ever match, defeating Sting to earn the WCW International World Championship. That was back when they had both belts, and they had to distinguish between the NWA Championship and then the actual WCW Championship. So it became the WCW International Championship. But during that match, he sustained a back injury, which would eventually be the end of his career. All right. Mm-hmm. Celebrity birthdays.
What do you got?
First up, she's an actress. She was in Sin City. She was in Good Luck Chuck. Now a bunch of other things. It's Jessica Alba.
42.
41.
43.
I was gonna go 43.
Next up, he's an actor. He's a comedian. He had his own TV show for a long time. And then he was sitting in car with coffee, and I can't remember what the actual full name of it was.
Comedian in cars getting coffee.
There we go. See, you know who it is. It's Jerry Seinfeld.
He has a new movie that came out about Pop-Tarts. Yep, comedy movie about Pop-Tarts.
Isn't Matt Damon that's gonna in that? Break
records. That's a billion-dollar movie.
Probably.
Unfrosted.
Yep, came out yesterday, I think.
Jerry Seinfeld, Hugh Grant, Melissa McCarthy.
Jerry, I think I saw is like 70, maybe?
All right, sub?
60.
He's 70.
Oh, shit.
Next up.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Yep, we talked about him 2 weeks ago. He went very far in our tournament. He is a singer, and he is what I would say is an advocate for something. Very well known for the Mary Jane. It is Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. I think I'm trying to. Like, I think he's 90.
Oh, fuck, man. At least like 95?
91. Hmm. 91. All right. Next up, he's a rapper, but he's also known as being that guy from the Fortnite concert and the skin that you never see in the item shop anymore, Travis Scott.
All the kids want it back.
It's been X amount of days since he's been in the item shop.
31?
32?
33. So close. So close. Next up, she was in Interview with the Vampire. She was in Bring It On. And most recently, she was in the movie Civil War. Not the Marvel version, the other, actually more political version. Kirsten Dunst.
38.
39.
42.
Okay.
All right, a few more. Next up, he was on Roseanne. He was on Big Bang Theory. I believe he was on The Conners for a very brief appearance. It's Jonathan Galecki.
46.
Okay.
45.
49. Okay, she's been in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. She made appearances on The Office. She was also in Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Bridesmaids. It's Ellie Kemper.
38.
You know who that is, Rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure.
30.
You said The Office. She was a mainstay on The Office for a while.
Yeah, she was like other Pam.
Yeah.
What's this up?
37.
44.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry, 42. 42.
Still surprised.
Yeah.
I guess not. It's been like, yeah, makes sense.
All right. Next up. So he could count for what we used to do, but he's really known for now not being in wrestling. He's a wrestler. He's an actor. And he's the final boss.
Uh-huh.
It is the man on the board of TKO, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I'll let Sub go first because I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Fuck. 50?
52. Rock.
52 years old. And finally, he is a former professional athlete. He is a media host, and he is one half of the voice of Monday Night Raw. Let's go for Pat McAfee.
Pat, think it 37, maybe.
Okay. What you say, 36?
Yeah.
37. All right. And now, for our movie trivia, we're not focusing on a specific movie, but instead we're going to cover some interesting facts about Star Wars.
Yeah.
For May the 4th. So Woo. We're going to teach Rock a little bit about Star Wars.
Can't wait. I can't be wait to be educated about Star Wars. I am so excited.
All right. Well, you'll get through the next 5 minutes. It's fine.
Be excited.
I'm so excited. I cannot hide it. I'm about to lose control.
And you think you like it. So number one, the word Ewok is never actually spoken aloud in the Star Wars films. So we all know what they call the fuzzy creatures of Endor, and most people would probably assume that we heard it from one of our favorite people, including the protocol droid C-3PO. It turns out it's another piece of popular culture that we've been remembering incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
However, the word actually does appear in the final credits for Return of the Jedi. It's just never spoken within dialogue. Number two, there was a very interesting possible casting choice in Star Wars. Tupac Shakur could have been Mace Windu.
Okay.
Yes, you heard this right.
I've seen memes of him in a Jedi robe sitting next to Yoda.
Tupac Shakur reportedly told Rick Clifford, a former chief engineer at Death Row Records, that he was to read for George Lucas and that George wanted him to be a Jedi. But the part was ultimately given to Samuel L. Jackson. And filming for The Phantom Menace began less than a year after Tupac's untimely death. In another universe, Mace Windu could have been very different indeed.
I bet.
Number three, Alan Rickman auditioned for a role in Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the famous words, "Lord Vader, this is an unexpected pleasure. We are honored by your presence," being spoken in a big, slow, low voice. This is how Alan Rickman wanted to play Tyian Jajarid, who originally had a larger role in the third installment of the original trilogy, but Michael Pennington won the part in the end and went on to, quote, double his efforts. Number four, mm-hmm. E.T. is actually in Star Wars.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. They're a part of the Republic.
So, it's not the original E.T. exactly, but the alien species of which E.T. is a member of is seen within the Phantom Menace in the Galactic Senate scene. Next up, NSYNC actually had a cameo in Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
The popular boy band were invited to briefly appear as Jedi in Episode 2 for the single reason of appeasing George Lucas's daughters. But alas, they never made it onto the big screen as the scene was cut from the final version. But maybe they'll appear eventually in one of the other, you know, re-releases of Star Wars. Next up, this is more common knowledge, I think, than anything. The line, "I have a bad feeling about this," is in every movie. The line has become a beloved running gag to all. It does vary slightly each time it's spoken, but the sentiment is always the same. The expression was first uttered by Luke Skywalker in A New Hope, and most recently by BB-8 in The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember actually who said it in Rise of Skywalker, but it was said there as well. Han Solo was the most sensitive to potential impending doom.
I think it was Poe Dameron.
Yeah, I think
when they were going, you know, flying in other ships and shit.
Yeah. Next up, the colors of the lightsabers actually have meanings. In earlier times of Jedi, differing colors were used to distinguish between ranks. Lightsabers were made either by blue or green kyber crystals, indicating whether they were whether the Jedi was a guardian or a consular. More exotic colors were made with crystals that were very hard to come by and were often passed down through generations. In later years, the distinction fell out of practice with the Jedi. The Empire Strikes Back features the most stop-motion animation. Stop-motion animation is certainly a long and grueling process, with a whole day's work usually amounting to just 5 seconds of film. The original Star Wars trilogy featured a lot of stop motion, but none quite as much as Episode 5, most likely because of those intricate scenes with the AT-ATs in the Battle of Hoth. That's a snow planet, right?
I was just going to say, yeah, the Battle of Hoth.
Okay.
The hard work pays off, though, and the special effects still stand up to movies today. It took 3 hours to film the opening crawl to A New Hope. One of the most recognizable movie introductions in history would take no time at all to mock up with today's technology, but back in 1977, when making A New Hope, the effect was created using 2-foot-wide yellow letters over a 6-foot black paper background. A camera was then used to make a slow, sweeping pass overhead, and the result gave us the crawl that we've come to expect in all the movies. You can actually do it in about 2 minutes in iMovie if you have that.
Yeah.
They've embedded that feature in it.
Mm-hmm.
The big reveal from Episode 5 was kept a secret even from the cast. One of the biggest cinematic reveals of all time was kept a very closely guarded secret during filming. The infamous "I am your father" line was penned in the script as "Obi-Wan killed your father." Both cast and crew believe this to be the real line, except for Mark Hamill, who was told literally moments before shooting the scene the truth about Luke's heritage. It is impossible to obtain an original theatrical version of Star Wars. Every release has been altered in some way, even some of the later theatrical releases distributed in 1977 when the film first premiered had changes made to them. Many of the changes centered on visual effects and sound quality, as Lucas was dissatisfied with the original versions of all three films of the original trilogy. But there are more controversial changes to have happened, such as the notorious Han shot first scene.
Greedo shot first.
Are you sure? Because there's multiple versions of that now.
That's what they changed it to, that Greedo shot first. Han definitely shot first. Like, he definitely was a scoundrel. You know, it's an interesting little side note in the book, Adventures from Mos Eisley Cantina. Actually, it has a thing where that was Greedo's first bounty. Like, he had just made it into the Bounty Hunter League, or, you know, the Bounty Hunter Guild, and Han killed him on his first go out, which was, you know, kind of interesting because Greedo grew up with Anakin in Tatooine, so it took him a long time to become a bounty hunter.
Well, that'll learn him.
If you want to take it for that, you know what I mean? Like, I always figured he was already an established bounty hunter.
Let's see. Oh, so a lot of people did not like the Porgs, but they actually exist for a good reason. So the idea of the Porgs in The Last Jedi was conceived by director Rian Johnson to cover up a feathery problem. The filming location used for Luke Skywalker's Island of Exile, Skellig Michael, the actual name of it, is home to a vast number of puffins, so like small penguin or birds. Removing them physically would have been a monumentous task, and also probably illegal. So instead of trying to do that, they digitally covered them up using porgs.
Okay.
This one's a fairly decently known, quote-unquote, secret, but Daniel Craig makes a cameo as a stormtrooper in The Force Awakens.
There's a lot of people that are not getting into cameos.
Yeah, he's the one that Rey does the initial attempts on the Force with when she's in the restraints.
Oh, yeah, and because he talks a little. Right, I guess I'll open the door. I'm going to leave my gun here.
Yep.
Two comedians were in Grogu Mandalorian, the two scouts that you just want to see. You hit it really hard, and it's not moving. Dude, it's fine. You're not going to look at it. Really should check. You know, we go back to Gideon with the dead baby. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. Those were two famous comedians.
That might have been Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
I think so, yes. That does sound familiar. Like Simon Pegg played somebody else too, like an alien. You know, like John Leguizamo played the one that Mandalorian went and saw where the two Gamorreans were fighting. Uh-huh. That was John Leguizamo playing that alien, one who strings up and leaves.
Let's see. Harrison Ford's casting as Han Solo was a happy accident. Ford was originally brought in to feed lines to other actors, including a young Kurt Russell, as they auditioned for the role. But Harrison Ford's delivery convinced George Lucas that he was the man for the job. And then two more. Number one, James Earl Jones recorded all of the Darth Vader lines for Star Wars in one day. And he was paid $7,500 or $3,000 an hour for his services. Harrison Ford was paid $10,000 for his entire performance in A New Hope. So that tells you something right there. And finally, Yoda was originally going to be played by a monkey.
What?
Yoda was originally going to be played by a monkey.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, and essentially, and in case people don't know, the voice of Yoda is the same guy who does Miss Piggy, Frank Oz. If you hear him talk, you can hear the similarities between the characters. But that is the Intern's Corner. May the Fourth be with you all.
No.
Yes.
Joining us now for the great debate is the Godfather of Extreme Rock Park.
A man's voice who sounds nothing like Miss Piggy's.
No. But he's just in time for Star Wars pickup lines in the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
All right.
Okay. Star Wars pickup lines. Rock, do you have the sound effect ready? There we go.
I may not play that long after more than once. That's not great. But anyway.
You had some blaster shots.
It's perfectly fine for pickup lines. I mean, your lifesaver is going to activate after all of these.
All right, run it.
All right, first round matchups. I'm not Luke, but I can make you a Skywalker tonight. Takes on, your beauty blinded me. I'm going to need a seeing eye Wookiee.
Oh. We should have had an R2. Dee-doo-doo-dee-doo. These first both one. Suck. The first one, I guess.
Skywalker.
Wookiee.
Skywalker moves on next.
All right. I promise I'll warn you before I pull out my lightsaber. Takes on, are you Darth Vader? Because you've captured my heart faster than the Empire captured Leia on Tantiv 4.
That one. The second one.
First one.
The first one.
The first one, short and sweet.
Next.
You're as intimidating as a dreadnought heavy cruiser. I bet I can find your weak spot, however. Are you C-3PO? Because then you could tell me what my heart is trying to say.
The first one.
First one.
Second one.
The first one.
First one moves on next.
I'm like a cool tall glass of blue milk on a hot Tatooine day. Are you an angel? Because you look just like Padme. Blue milk.
The first one.
First one.
Tatooine.
Padme is a pedophile.
Next.
Are you a Jedi? Because Yoda won for me. You want to extract my Death Star plans?
Death Star plans.
First one.
Yeah, how did we sneak the dad joke right in on there?
Yoda, one for me.
Moves on. Next.
Are you a Jedi Council member? Because I'm ready to take my spot next to you. Don't make me go solo tonight.
Second one.
Second one.
Second.
I'll go council, but I'm outvoted.
Yep. Next.
If you thought the Death Star was big, wait till you see what I've got. That's no moon.
Oh, God.
Is your heart as powerful as Darth Vader's force chokehold? Because I can't breathe when I'm around you.
First one.
Choke me, Vader Daddy.
Sub, you went with second one?
Yeah.
Rob, which one?
First one.
First one moves on. Next.
Is your love like a lightsaber? Because it's cutting through my blast door.
Oh, yeah, you need this.
Yep. Your smile... I think it's missing a word here, but I'll... Yeah, your probably. Smile is as radiant as the Starkiller base's super weapon.
Starkiller.
Blast door.
Blast.
Some of these are really very unnecessarily long and detailed.
joke.
And which one do you go with, Rob?
The blast door.
Moves on. Rob's, next.
Some of these pickup lines come to you from a galaxy far, far away. They have to be long to make it here.
I believe I have heard some of these pickup lines at some of the conventions I've been to.
Hey, hey.
Off ear.
All right, we're going to go into round number twos now. I'm not Luke, but I can make you a Skywalker tonight. Takes on, I promise I'll warn you before I pull out my lightsaber.
Second one.
The lightsaber.
Definitely the pull out.
Warning, Will Robinson.
Lightsaber moves on next.
You're as intimidating as a dreadnought heavy cruiser. I bet I can find your weak spot, however. I'm like a cool, tall glass of blue milk on a hot Tatooine day.
First one.
Second, blue milk.
Tattoo.
Sub?
Blue milk.
Moves on, next.
Tattoony day.
Are you a Jedi? Because Yoda won for me. Takes on. Look, sometimes it takes a little bit for it to get there, okay? Some people need help with their lightsaber. Don't make me go solo tonight.
Solo.
Yoda.
Solo. Rob likes that one too.
I'll go the dad joke.
Oh, the first one.
They're both technically dad jokes.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah, we'll go Yoda.
Solo moves on next.
All right. If you thought the Death Star was big, wait till you see what I've got. Is your love like a lightsaber? Because it's cutting through my blast door.
First
blast
one.
Door.
That's no moon. That's the Death Star.
Rob.
Yeah, Death Star.
Death Star moves on next.
I promise I'll warn you before I pull out my lightsaber. I'm like a cool tall glass of blue milk on a hot Tatooine day. Pull out.
Pull out.
Yep. Pull out. Rob?
Pulling out.
Moves on next.
Don't make me go solo tonight. If you thought the Death Star was big, wait till you see what I've got.
The first one.
First one.
First.
And a second.
First one moves on next.
I'll promise I'll warn you before I pull out my lightsaber. Don't make me go solo tonight.
Solo.
Solo.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Lightsaber.
Lightsaber.
Second one moves on. Next.
All right, back into round number ones. Are you a Sith Lord? Because I've definitely felt a disturbance in my pants. You're the Senate to my Palpatine. I want to know every part of you.
The pants. The first one.
pants. Sith Lord.
Pants.
Moves on. Next.
You can't be a clone trooper, because I've never seen anyone like you. Is your name Padme? Because you've got the power to make even a Jedi fall in love.
The second one.
Clone trooper.
Clone trooper.
Clone trooper. Moves on. Next.
Fuck y'all.
The Force is strong with my feelings for you. Do you want to see why they call it the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon?
Second one.
We'll go with the Falcon, why not?
Cockpit.
Moves on. Next.
You want to find out why they call me Boba Fett-ish? Is your love as strong as the Force? Because I'm feeling a powerful connection.
Boba Fett-ish.
Boba.
We'll go feta cheese.
Moves on. Next.
You must be Padme because it looks like you can handle yourself. Are you related to Yoda? Because yo-delicious.
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 Delicious.
Is that related to Fergalicious? No? Okay. I know you'll never betray me like Finn did the First Order. Are you Poe Dameron? Because I'd love to be flown by the best pilot in the galaxy.
Second one.
Oh, God. First one.
First Order.
These are bad.
Rob?
Go first one.
First one moves on. Next.
Is your love for me as eternal as Yoda's wisdom? Your training must have been good. You haven't touched me, but something is already rising.
Second one.
Definitely second.
Prank?
Two.
Moves on. Next.
Do you believe in love at first sight, or should I pass by in my X-Wing again? Any interest in making some younglings? Number two doesn't end well, let me just put it that way.
First one.
Rock. We can ask Jen about that one.
Mm-hmm. Which one do you go with?
Second.
I'll go with two because it's wrong and funny.
Sub?
Big making younglings.
Moves on. Next.
All right, round number twos. Are you a Sith Lord? Because I've definitely felt a disturbance in my pants. You can't be a clone trooper because I've never seen anyone like you.
Disturbance in my pants.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Moves on. Next.
Want to see why they call it the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon? Want to find out why they call me Boba Fett-ish?
Fetish.
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 bounty hunter.
And Boba Fetish moves on next.
Are you related to Yoda? Because Yodalicious. I know you'll never betray me like Finn did the First Order.
Yodalicious.
Yoda.
Yodlehee-hoo.
Yoda moves on next.
Your training must have been good. You haven't touched me, but something is already rising. Any interest in making some younglings?
Younglings.
Master Skywalker, there's too many of them. What do we do?
I think that's younglings.
Yes.
Rob.
The first one.
Second one moves on next.
Are you a Sith Lord? Because I've definitely felt a disturbance in my pants. Want to find out why they call me Boba Fett-ish?
Fetish.
Sith Lord.
Rob.
Boba.
Moves on next.
Are you related to Yoda? Because Yodalicious. Any interest in making some younglings?
Yodalicious.
Younglings.
Younglings.
Yoda.
Oh, it's going to go to the coin.
Second one. Next.
All right. You want to find out why they call me Boba Fetish? Any interest in making some younglings? Younglings.
What was the first one?
Fetish.
Fetish.
Feta.
Moves on. Next.
All right, back into round number ones. We are halfway through. Rock, I'm actually enjoying this debate.
Good.
This is right up my alley. And in case you're wondering, I am doing the eyebrow wiggle on some of these. Can you guess which ones at home? We'll find out. Is your dad Darth Vader? Because you just took my breath away. Call me Lando. I'll help you find your daddy.
Call me Lando.
Darth.
Moves on next.
My love for you is like a sarlacc pit. It's endless. Just like Anakin couldn't stop thinking about Padme on Naboo, I can't stop thinking about you. First one.
Sarlacc pit.
First one.
Alright, first one moves on. I'd have left the resistance with you around. There's no use fighting these feelings. I'm not a Sith, but I'd use the Force to bring you into my life. Sith.
Yep, Force.
Force.
Moves on. Next.
Force, but not that way. Okay, why is this so slow tonight? Why don't we head to my Star Destroyer and orbital blast each other? Yeah. My name might be Leia, because I'm in the mood to be tied up tonight. Holy shit!
What?
Just to repeat these two, why don't we head to my Star Destroyer and orbital blast each other, and my name might be Leia because I'm in the mood to be tied up tonight?
First one.
I have a feeling both of these would get you kicked out of Galaxy's Edge if you said them.
Mm-hmm. Tied up.
I'll go orbital blast. Why not?
Sub.
The second one, the Leia tied up.
First one moves on next.
Let's just say my blaster is set to stun you. You've lowered my shield generator. I just hope it's a love bombing run.
Both are so much better.
Love bombing.
Both are bad, but I'll go with one.
I'm gonna go first one.
One.
Next.
All right. You make my heart explode like the Hossian system. They say in space no one can hear you scream, but I bet our neighbors might.
Second one.
Two.
The second one.
Second one.
Moves on next.
Alright. I'll always ask for your consent before I force choke you. Are you BB-8 because you've rolled into my heart? Number one.
How's the first one a pickup?
Look, consent is key, alright?
By the way, my name's Dave. I'm gonna go with that one.
Force choke moves on next.
If kisses were stars, I'd give you a galaxy. Can we fight and make up like Rey and Kylo?
The first one.
Second.
First.
Second one moves on next.
Alright, round number two. Is your dad Darth Vader? Because you just took my breath away. My love for you is like a sarlacc pit. It's endless.
Garlic.
Pit. Vader.
Pit.
Pit. Moves on. Next.
I'm not a Sith, but I'd use my force to bring you into my life. Why don't we head back to my Star Destroyer and orbital blast each other?
The first one.
Second one.
Blast them.
Rob?
Wait with the second.
Moves on. Next.
Let's just say my blaster is set to stun you. They say in space no one can hear you scream, but I bet our neighbors might.
Second one.
Second.
Second.
The second.
Moves on. Next.
I'll always ask for your consent before I force choke you. Can we fight and make up like Rey and Kylo?
Force choke.
First one.
Consent is key.
Push along.
Next.
My love for you is like a Sarlacc pit. It's endless. Why don't we head to my Star Destroyer and orbital blast each other?
Orbital blast each other.
Blast them.
Blast one.
I have a blast.
Next.
They say in space no one will hear you scream, but I bet our neighbors might.
Keep going without the sounder.
I'll always ask for your consent before I force choke you.
Force choke.
I'm sorry the delay on that was just perfect.
Force choke.
Choke.
Moves on. Next.
Why don't we head back to my Star Destroyer and orbital blast each other? I'll always ask for your consent before I force choke you. Consent.
Force choke.
Force choke.
Consent is key.
It is. Next.
Alright, we're going to go into our last round, our last first round ones. Oh, this has been a debate so far. Rob, use these the next time you go to Dragon Con. If kisses were starships, I'd send you the entire Imperial Navy. You are too good to be true.
First one.
Send in the fleet.
First one
moves on. Next.
Ready to see why I have the fastest hands in the galaxy? Oh, God. Oh, Rock's going to hate this one. We may not be Wookiees, but I can still make you go.
First one.
Second one.
Wookiee life day for the win.
Yeah.
Rob?
I always go with the Wookiee.
Let the Wookiee win.
Next.
Are you the Rebel Alliance? Because I'd be willing to defy the Empire to be with you. Jesus, what's going on with the website? Let's not make this a solo mission. I could use a co-pilot tonight. Solo.
Co-pilot.
Solo.
Go with the first one.
Do I have better odds than firing a photon torpedo down the Death Star's exhaust port? It says weak spot, but I know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Sorry, it's taking... If I hover over the second one, it doesn't immediately load, so it takes a second. Is your love as unpredictable as pod racing? Because I'm ready to take the gamble. Death Star.
Death Star.
Death Star.
Death Star.
I might be a scruffy-looking nerf herder, but I clean up nice for a date. Is your love as electrifying as Emperor Palpatine's Force Lightning?
Force Lightning.
Lightning.
Palpatine.
Nerf.
Do it.
Lightning moves on next.
Do it.
Is your love as deep as the ocean on Kamino? Every time you walk by, you duel my fates.
Oh, God. Duel my fates.
There, I'll give it to two.
Second duel. One. Next.
Oh, this one will definitely get you kicked out of Disney. Ever want to polish a Jedi's lightsaber? Is your love as terrifying as Kylo Ren's lightsaber?
The first one.
First one.
The first one. Just make sure you don't activate it too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Just, oh God.
Next.
Let's not be like Han and Leia. I won't hide my love, and you won't say, I know when I express it. Are you a womp rat? Because you're the only target I want to shoot for. Two.
Second one.
First one.
Sub.
The first one.
First one moves on next.
If kisses were starships, I'd send you the entire Imperial Navy. We may not be Wookiees, but I can still make you go.
Not that one. Not that one. No.
What the hell? We'll go.
The Wookiee next. Moves on. I'm having fun. Let's not make this a solo mission. I could use a co-pilot tonight. Do I have better odds than firing a photon torpedo down the Death Star's exhaust port? Co-pilot.
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 That one moves on next.
Is your love as electrifying as Emperor Palpatine's Force Lightning? Every time you walk by, you duel my fates. Dual fate.
Duels.
Dual fate.
First one.
Dual fate moves on.
Ever want to polish a Jedi's lightsaber? The way I say that, it almost sounds like it's from Airplane. You ever want to see a grown man naked?
Right? Like, sir, we're going to have to take your picture. You're never allowed to come back here again.
Let's not be like Han and Leia. I won't hide my love, and you won't say I know when you express it.
First one.
First one.
Polish that lightsaber. Don't forget to give the kyber crystal some express attention as well.
Saber.
The blue kyber crystals are the worst, let me tell you.
Next.
Yeah, we may not be Wookiees, but I can still make you go... Let's not make this a solo mission. I could use a co-pilot tonight.
Co-pilot.
Wookie.
Co-pilot.
Co-pilot.
God damn it, Rob.
Co-pilot moves on. Next.
Well, I had fun with the Wookie. Sound. Every time you walk by, you duel my fates. Ever wanted to polish a Jedi's lightsaber?
Lightsaber.
Oh, no.
Just hit that little button right there. Right there. Oh, God!
Lightsaber moves on next.
Let's not make this a solo mission. I could use a co-pilot tonight. Ever want to polish a Jedi's lightsaber?
Polish my saber.
Saber.
Polish the Jedi saber.
Polish against the grain so to get that shine.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. Is there a grain on the lightsaber? That's not supposed to be there. All right, we have our semifinals of the Star Wars pickup lines. First up, don't make me go solo tonight. You want to find out why they call me Boba Fetish?
Boba Fetish.
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 Oh.
What was that, Rob?
Solo.
Fetish moved on next.
I'll always ask for your consent before I force choke you. Ever wanted to polish a Jedi's lightsaber?
Second one.
Polish.
What was that, Sub?
Polish the lightsaber.
Lightsaber moves on next. Main event.
All right. And our main event. I guess you could say it's The Last Jedi or...
No.
The Rise of Skywalker here.
No.
Oh, there's certainly a Force Awakening, let me tell you.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But there's a new hope that comes from every line, let me tell you. In our main event.
That was such a rogue one.
Rob, this is the way. This is the way. Want to find out why they call me Boba Fetish? Ever wanted to polish a Jedi's lightsaber?
I'm going to go fetish.
Lightsaber.
I'm going to go with number two because you can even add like a lip bite to that to really kind of drive that line home.
Rob?
Yeah, get the old polishing rag out.
Jedi lightsaber is your winner. Not bad. Not a bad debate, Brent. Not a bad one.
This was not bad at all. You hyped it up, but let me tell you, Star Wars pickup lines... They're right there. They're good. Some of these can be used at Galaxy's Edge. Others will get you escorted out of the Magic Kingdom faster than the Kessel Run.
Anyway, that'll do. That'll do it for Superhero Live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTR Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, live at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday, it's Iraq, 10 p.m. Eastern. GM Battles, this Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night for another edition of CBR at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Before that, we'll be WTR Game Night at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CBR Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
Final thoughts, sub.
May the force be with you. Watch Tales of the Empire on Disney. It's pretty quick episodes. I think they really dropped the ball and could have put the Acolyte out too, you know. It's May the 4th and all, but, you know, what do I know? Peace.
Final thought, Rob.
Well, we've learned a lot this show, and mainly their consensus key. And also, France has some loud singers.
They do. They do.
Hear more about it tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Final thought, Brent.
Rock. Is your lightsaber yellow? Because you're a total ray of sunshine.
Oh, Brent, that was awful. Anyway, this has been CB Radio live right here, Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you all week long. And next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, long there. It was a Wild Talk Radio Network streaming live at WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
See the light through the open door. Sit and watch as the young grow.
WildTalkRadio.com.